Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
It's important that when I hear insanity or a dangerous person, you know, it's important that I talk about this in podcasts because, you know, it's a serious topic. It's like dealing with someone who wants to take the law in their own hands and don't have respect for my property, or, you know, it's the same as saying that somebody's going to rob me or something, you know. I'm referring to a lady and some people outside my condo who said that they got consent to film or videotape inside my home. I think they are doing that on purpose. I guess perhaps to put a press my buttons, you know, because nobody does that or say things like that unless you're insane or something. Or if they are actually doing something like that, you know, if they are looking inside my home and telling people in my place where I live or police or people that I know that I gave them consent, well, they are a dangerous person, because I would never have anyone authorized to or never give consent to anyone, you know, to film inside my home with a device from outside. In other words, there is no way I will allow voyeurism or a pervert or someone to peep in my home or film. I mean, that is crazy. Now, you guys, I should be talking about my music, you know, but I'm expanding my podcast, so my podcast expanded to real-life situations and is expanding to this topic that I continuously talk about, so I'm very sorry to talk about this repetitiously. But it's important to me because I think something is wrong with where I live, the society. If these individuals are outside saying these things, shouldn't they have the LAPD or mental health professional investigate these people? Because if they're saying something that is, if they're saying it perpetually at me when I'm outside, or saying something that is criminal, something is wrong with them personally, or something is really alarming here. I mean, nobody should be saying that, you know. But again, as I stated before, all over the world, I would never allow anyone to film or give consent to anyone to videotape or film inside my home. Now, isn't it crazy for me to talk about it so many times? The reason why I'm talking about it is that I'm wondering, something is wrong with the system here where I live, the people in charge, you know, the police or the mental health professionals or the government, if they allow these individuals to be outside my home or my apartment and say things like this. It's not my criteria. You know, I know that people have to get involved if there's an emergency or something. I think something is wrong with these individuals. They have mental health issues that are so severe, because I think if they're making up stories about this over and saying things over and over to press my buttons, they are very sick. And because, you know, there's no evidence. But still, you know, while there's no evidence for them to say this, they're sick. However, if they are looking in That's not only sick, but that's criminal. There's no film, there's no reality show, there's no nothing here. Like these mentally ill people need to be investigated for their health or for their whatever they're doing. You know. It's not bothering me mentally, except I'm wondering what is going on with the system, because I think that is what they're trying to do. Undermine my sanity, because it could, if you really think about when somebody perpetually says something that is criminal to try to press my buttons, it could drive somebody crazy who listens to that all the time when I'm outside or et cetera, or, you know, but it is illegal if they are. I don't want to talk about it too much in the next podcast. You know, I'd like to talk about something more positive, but I hope there's professionals involved or police to investigate this, because that's sick. That's one of the reasons why I was turned off personally with a career in mental health as a counselor, because I can't deal with that situation. But my situation is to be an artist, you know? Again, I would never give consent to anybody to do that. Well, anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. But in general, you know, that doesn't make sense. But boundaries in general are important. Not only what we have, our clothes, but also our songs. Those are, you know, someone write a song, that's their boundaries. And these same individuals have said they sampled my song or they made money from it. They're mentally ill. Again, they're waiting for me to sue, which is diabolical, a sociopath, if they did something like that. I think they're a sociopath anyway for saying things that are criminal, because if they are doing any of these allegations, they should be in jail. I got interested in law because of dealing with people like this, who take the law in their own hands and don't have no respect for authority or other people's boundaries. It's important that I believe strongly that my boundaries should be respected. You know, I write music about things, you know, and I write music. I have all my music on my BMI, and, you know, that's where it is, you know. I've been a songwriter for many, many years. And, you know, if I write it, I should own it. If I give people, I sign it directly. You can use it or whatever. They come to me directly, the real Dove Knight, then that's a different story. But if they're going to just hear something and sample, and boy, that's evil. That's criminal. That's a sociopath. That's someone we stay away from. And I'm, again, if these people are doing what they're saying they're doing about consent to look inside or film inside or look inside my bedroom, bathroom without my permission, that is illegal. Something should be done about 730 at Haskell, having people come over here or in this building saying things not against the law. I mean, they also said he saw me putting on my clothes naked from the shower today. I mean, that is sick. They do this late at night, early in the daytime, at different time periods. But it's important for me to think positively and keep my sanity by adhering to rationality and to know the difference. But, you know, I have to stay well. I am well. You know, I've been through so much adversity. I had been through so much adversity making music for all my life. I went to college because I was forced to, because my dreams and music didn't happen the way I want to. I mean, I'm not making enough money to have a living in music. So I hope my dreams in music still come true. So I had to do what I have to. I had so much adversity, and I worked very hard on my music. So it's important that I own it. It's important that with my home that I would, that I work very hard. I work extremely hard at trying to, years, decades. And I have nothing to show for all the hard work I did in music. And, I really am doing what I can, working and doing podcasts and telling the truth to expand my horizon and get wiser. Then I realized going to college was a good thing because I got more aware of the situations and the perspective of trying to do what I need to do to understand the reality around me. Unfortunately, I came across individuals since my childhood who simply gave me the experience of learning about the dark side and how I need to stay away from the dark side of life and be positive. And dealing with this situation where people, these hoodlums, who I considered very sick and dangerous, who make up stories or say they have consent to trespass in my home, which I would never allow. Again, I would never allow anyone or give anyone consent to trespass with a hidden camera, webcam, or any device from outside to look inside my home or to film online without authorization. I mean, the only exception is if I have my own camera, and I do make videos. I made my own videos, as you know, with songs I done, which is so good. But that's a different. That's artistic. That's consent. When I'm in the video, in front of the camera, and I'm in, or behind the camera. But that's the exceptions. It's just basic common sense. When someone says something like that. But I know that when I mention this on Twitter or Facebook, the perception, I'm sure, where people probably say, why is I mentioning this, and am I okay if this is really true? And the answer is, I am okay, and this is really truthful. I'm very much aware of things. I am telling the truth about this, and the podcast is a way for me to talk about things that I consider bizarre or illegal. And this is illegal and bizarre, in terms of the topics, because we know what the law is in the state of California against being a pervert or a voyeur, which is illegal. But these are just allegations that someone perpetually say. Then I realize they're doing it to press my buttons, which is still crazy and insane to do that. But if it's true, it is a crime. There's no excuse about it. And to say, so I'm concerned about the situation where they do it so much for a long period of time, months, where is the concern. Now, I do know that to coincide with me being a performer on podcasts and making music, sometimes I perform in front of people because I've been doing it for decades. That's no excuse to do anything illegal to where I live, my apartment, because it's like a little apartment that I live in. My songs are so important to me, but I've done so many. I've done thousands of songs, and I only registered 300. I don't know what happened to all the songs that I made, but it is my boundaries. that I keep those songs wherever I registered and I copyright. I received my copyright of my song Hollywood Dreams, so it's part of my property. I own a property of that song, so I hope to release that in some way, shape, or form. I mean, releasing 7 albums is a triumph. It really is a great deed for me to release those albums. At least I got it that far. And it's still important for me to create, because it's so important for me, because I had this dream since I was a child to make it in Hollywood. And I hope that it comes true. But if I see someone else, and I have seen many artists since I came to Hollywood who have written so many songs, and I respect them so much, I give my friend who's a songwriter advice to, you know, copyright his song because, you know, to protect something that belongs to him, you know, because I don't, you know, people have to, you know, some people don't respect boundaries. And the boundaries I'm referring to is he owns that song that he creates. And I respect him so much as a fellow artist for him to protect himself. Boundaries are so important. We need boundaries to keep everything together, you know. It's important. We can't cross people's boundaries without consent, because then only it would create anarchy and chaos and be lawlessness, and there'd be no way we can continue as a society. So when I say what the topic is, someone who don't want to respect my boundaries, yes, I was referring to someone who say they're looking in without my consent. I mean, that is a misdemeanor, you know, if any of this is true. I did not authorize anyone online or outside in a courtyard or my home to look in, because that violates my boundaries. Okay? There's no way it could be I would give consent. No way. There's nobody allowed to look or videotape inside my home. So I made that clear online around the world. And I just said that because, as I said before, this crazy person said I gave consent, which I did not. And, you know, they also said lies that I gave consent for them to use my songs. That is not true. That's, you know, they don't want to respect my boundaries. So I'm bringing up that topic. If I gave consent, they would have contacted me directly, and I would say, "Oh, you want to use my songs? You can sign something." Then that's that. Then I wouldn't argue about it because I gave consent. They didn't violate my boundaries. So that's why I'm giving an example. I hope I made myself clear with this podcast. Hopefully this is the last topic on this, because it's important that we all respect other people's boundaries and wishes, for we can all get along and be a healthier world. I'm trying to stay healthy because I'm aware of the regulations of life and how to deal with people in business and non-business and with people's personal belongings, such as their living arrangements or the respect of them as a person. So I have to acknowledge and respect their wishes, as everybody do, in order to get along with people. You know, when people do criminal activities of robbing people, you know, taking people's purses at gunpoint, or burglarizing people, which are crimes, voyeurism, perverts, they violate other people's boundaries. That's against the law, because that's where the problem is. We can't do that. Or steal people's songs and make money without consent. Those are examples of violations that we all should not ever do, because it only will create chaos, pain, and we won't be a society anymore. We'd just be anarchists. So we need rules that allow people's boundaries to be respected in many ways, shapes, and forms. So that's the way I like to talk about it. And as sooner or later I'm going to perform at a place. I'm just trying to figure out where to go, because I've done so many performances in front of people with my music. Play my keyboard or sing, because I love to do that. Because that's the way it should be. And it has. But I have to have or get consent to play at places. I can't just barge in and say, oh, I'm going to play. But then again, you know, they have to allow me to play. It's part of respecting boundaries. I hope I made sense. If this podcast makes sense, please understand. It's just basic common sense. If you don't understand what I am saying in this podcast, please contact me directly, and I will talk about it more in more detail. Because when I talk about things sometimes on my podcast, I receive tweets on Twitter. I receive emails that people didn't understand what I was saying, or they were concerned, and I can explain in a very clear-headed or basic, concise manner what I'm talking about. So please don't take my podcast out of context. Meaning, if you have any questions, please contact me directly. Because if you take what I say out of context, meaning without knowing the true meaning of what I'm saying, please let me know. Thank you. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.